So we're looking back on a marvellous Royal Cornwall show. The sun has been out plenty of times. In fact, it's out now, and it's actually really quite hot. We're just next to the main arena, and with me is the show secretary, Chris Riddle. Chris, just tell me about some of the highlights for you of the show this year.
It's been a great event. We've had three fabulous days. Visit by the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester yesterday on the Friday was really super. First time visit for Her Royal Highness. He had been before. Both thoroughly enjoyed it and were great to see what Cornwall's up to. But of course, the livestock has to hold centre stage. Record entries in the sheep section, cattle section up to maximum capacity, and very hot competition right the way through. Trade stands seem to have been doing very well. A lot of business being done. People very busy on all the various areas of the show.
Okay, have you any idea how many people have come through the gates yet?
Not yet, no. We have to sort of have returns for tickets that are sold pre-show and that sort of thing, but it's looking very good. Whether we would beat the record, I don't know. It's tough to tell. I mean, the early part of next week we would know that, but it's certainly looking very good, and I would, somewhere between, I would guess, the 125 and 130,000 mark, which is a lot of people for Cornwall. You know, we haven't got a huge population down here, but a very large proportion come to the show.
I suppose that's all the more impressive when you think about how tough some people are finding it at the moment, to fork out for a ticket or even to hold a stand here at the show, to put that into their marketing budget.
Oh, quite, very much so. We fully appreciate that. It's something that's very much on people's minds, and people have got less money in their pocket very often. But I think the show represents a great value day out. A family can come for all the day from early until late, get a lot of entertainment, have great fun. And trade stands at the show, they do a lot of real business. People love to do a deal at the show, come along, do some shopping, perhaps look for that item that they haven't seen. There's a lot of things at the show on special offers and so forth that perhaps are a bit harder to find elsewhere, and business seems to be done in a big way.
What sort of level of business do you reckon is generated by a show like this?
To be honest, it's hard to know, but it's in several millions, it's got to be. You only have to look around the vehicle section, the motor fair, some very expensive vehicles on display. In the machinery side of things, a bit of average kit these days for your farm costs an awful lot of money, and you wouldn't have to be selling very many before the several tens of thousands were notched up. It's certainly got to be good for the Cornish economy. A lot of that money is going into local businesses, and of course local businesses such as hotels, bed and breakfast and so forth benefit. It's great. Cornwall is a flourishing economy, and we're glad to be part of that.
Some of that money is being generated in the food sector, and we've seen a lot of the food sector, and that's really blossoming.
Well, there are such a range of wonderful new products all the time. The branding is so much better, the thought that goes into it, and they're being seen nationally, all these products. I don't know, I could pick one out. There are just so many good ones. I mean, we certainly, with our official lunches and things during the show, we like to highlight the very best that Cornwall has to offer. And people go away thinking, my golly, what a good county that is. And it's somewhere you can really put on a few ounces, shall we say.